I'm Katie Lone, and I'm from Latrobe. We're just preparing for handlers, and handlers is a competition judged by your ability to prepare an animal and how calm you are and how you prepare yourself in the ring.
There's a lot of nervous excitement here at the Deloraine Showgrounds in northern Tasmania. Young cattle handlers like Katie Lone are about to face the judges for the first time. They've spent hours preparing their animals for this big moment. They've all had a wash, blow dry, a last minute comb through the tail, and even some polish on their hooves.
How are you feeling?
A bit nervous. But yeah, I always like preparing the animals more than in the ring. Well, now I do, which is...
You like feeling close to this one?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good luck. Better let you do it. Deep breaths.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Margot Kelly. Junior beef expos aren't new in Australia. Most states run camps like this one for young people interested in learning more about the finer points of showing cattle. But this three-day event is a first for Tasmania. And judging by the enthusiasm of everyone around me, it won't be the last.
We're welcoming into the ring now our first team of the 14 to 16 year handler age group. Leading the way is competitor 20.
I'm Rebecca Woodywis, president of the Tasmanian Junior Beef Expo. We have 56 competitors in the competition, so right through from 10 years to 25 years.
So this is the inaugural. How much effort has gone into getting this event up and running?
It's been an enormous effort. I'm really proud of our committee that we've banded together and what we've been able to pull off. It's only 9 months ago we formed our committee. Back in December, we weren't even sure whether we were going to hold the expo. We didn't have enough entrants going ahead, but they all come in at the last minute, and here we are today. And to see it run over the last 3 days and what's happened and just how we've been able to run it and how smoothly it's gone, being that it is its first year, we knew there were going to be hiccups. It's really pleasing to see.
What role do you see it playing in the broader beef industry?
The main role I see this is we're educating our youth. These are the people that will go on and further be the next generation of people in agriculture and hopefully owning farms and operations and what they want to do.
Yeah, so I'm Damon England, 23 from Wynyard. AI technician by trade, and I've come along to the first inaugural beef expo up here, and it's been a pretty good couple of days, yeah.
So you're cheating. You're already in the industry.
I certainly am in the industry, and I probably wouldn't have it any other way either. I've been showing cattle. I started in about grade 7, and it's all sort of taken off from there, and it's built a career for me too. So
you would then be able to appreciate something like this starting up in your home state?
Absolutely. There's been nothing like this for kids when I was younger. So if we wanted to do something like this, we would have to move away, head into state and do something like that. So it's really fantastic for all these young kids to be able to have it in their own backyard, yeah.
I'm Charlton Skirving. I'm 10 years old. I live in West Kentish, Sheffield. I just like the atmosphere, and I love the cows. And I just love showing them, just spending time with them. We've got about an 80-acre farm where we fatten steers and send them to the slaughterhouse. I like making rope halters for them. And, we did a fake auction. I think that was pretty fun.
Do you reckon you want to work in the beef industry when you're a little bit older?
Yep.
Yeah. Why?
I just like being around with cows, and I just like them, yeah.
It's just a matter of trying to sort them out. The girl on top, I felt, probably did the most complete job over the entire class.
How'd you do?
Very well.
Yeah, you came second in the heat?
Yes.
Were you expecting that?
Yeah, it was good.
Can you tell me a bit about your beast?
It's Comet Primrose. We bought a stud from the mainland last year, and I got the pick of the calves, what I wanted to call mine. So I picked Comet Primrose. She's 18 months old. And she's doing the job. She's pretty unbeatable at the minute.
So you've worked with her before?
Yeah, I have. All last show season, she was my heifer.
Okay, so you got her pretty well balanced. That was what the judge said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that something you've been working on with Comet Primrose?
It's something that comes, which should come naturally when you've been doing it for a while. So just standing her up and getting her good points to stand out and make sure she's even and she's not all over the place.
I'm Cassie Poulton from Boolaroo Centre in South Australia, and I'm 17. I've come down to Tassie this weekend for the first Junior Beef Expo. I heard about it from a couple of mates that came up to the SA one, and so I thought we'll come down, check it out, and it's been a great weekend.
Why do you actually do this sort of thing? What do you get out of it?
I love working around livestock. I've got cattle at home. And then the showing's just the fun, fringy bit on the side to all the hard work. And you get your work shown off if you do well in the ring as well.
And that's just about to come up now, the grand finale for the weekend.
Yes, presentation's coming up this afternoon, so it should be good.
How are you feeling about that?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, I'm here for fun and experience, so it doesn't bother me too much.
Good luck.
Thank you.